think it's about hybrid. Warfare, if that's the right word. And again, we're watching the Swedish Utrikes, whatever it's called, Byrån. They have a
Sverige utsätts för påverkanskampanjer i syfte att skada svenska intressen och ytterst svenska.
An episode or program about that. And they have two experts in hybrid warfare and are especially talking about disinformation that countries can spread into other countries for accomplishing certain political purposes, slandering the other country or whatever. And they are taking the example there of Russia, that has legally and, well, it seems, have actually conducted such a campaign in order to make it difficult for Sweden to join NATO. Now, it's interesting with this hybrid warfare, and I think it's important for us to learn that it exists and that we are the ones, because it's actually what's called, or part of it was called, psychological warfare or defense or whatever in the old days. So it's nothing new, but it's more, it's new, using new methods. But then the rest of that program was simply talking about Russia, and with a very clear underlying message that the Russians are spreading disinformation, the Russians are spreading propaganda, the Russians are doing this and that. And they were showing for their own, you know, billboards inside Russia where they were saying things, and look, they're saying these things, but they're wrong. So in this program, they said a lot of things about Russia. And then I thought, how do I know that this is right? The picture they are painting of Russia, because now we are sitting here watching a Swedish state-owned television channel in a Sweden that wants to join the USA NATO thing, meaning if they get it the way they want, you know, we have some very US-friendly politicians ruling this country now, then if they get what they want, they will have US military bases here. So how do I know that what I look at here is also not, it's not also hybrid warfare, disinformation, propaganda? So I think it's very important for us to see and learn to see the bigger picture, that where we happen to be, what country we happen to be in, and which political system it happens to be in, which gang it happens to have joined and be loyal to. And I think we should rather see it this way, that this hybrid warfare is going on from, and everyone is in it. And this disinformation or whatever techniques they are using, they are used by everyone. Not just the one over there that this country, the rulers of this country, are telling us is the bad guy because the gang they belong to say so. And I think the risk is when people just swallow an official, you know, media version that they're just looking at on their screens. Without demanding or taking the time to and effort to check the facts, to go deeper. Because if you do, things start to look very different. And I'm not saying it now in terms of that the other side was right instead of the one that you thought was right. But that it's much more complicated than just one side being right and the other one wrong. And I think that is important today to, for us, each and every one of us. I mean, either we just remain or fall asleep, eat and sleep and just care about ourselves, if we get anything to eat and somewhere to sleep and money and all that, and then we're satisfied. And whoever, whatever we see on our screens then become our reality. Or we wake up, and with that I mean taking our responsibility as citizens of, if we are living in one, democratic societies, which stand and fall, obviously, with us, to which extent we are actually enlightened, well-informed and responsible citizens. Because if all the citizens of a democracy, which is after all a nice word and a nice idea, but which can work or not, depending. If the citizens in a democracy are sleeping and uneducated, ignorant, and not caring about anything except themselves, then they are very easily manipulated by whoever wants to do that and happens to be the ones doing that. Which means that you can form a society or a political system that appears like a democracy, but which is really, could be anything. And that's what we see more and more today. Oligarchs hiding behind democratic, quote-unquote, systems. Even tendencies of totalitarian level control of opinions and extremely sophisticated propaganda media networks operating controlling the minds and opinions of the majority of people in large countries that are priding themselves of being democratic. So we need to be careful. And I would say that at least a little glimpse I got And when, if you look at this, you are just following this guy on a journey of trying to get clarity to the extent I think is needed. It looks to me that we are in a world ruled by a bloated economy powering or powered by a bloated kind of materialistic, industrialized, technology driven system that is not so much about just us humans trying to make our societies harmonious and good for everyone living in them, as it used to be in the 60s or something when I was young. But of just upholding and growing infinitely, indefinitely, or whatever you call it, that system, a huge, huge system of business and power play and profit play and production, consumption of things and products and services that we really don't need, but that are needed by that system, not by us. And that this system, which is kind of operating and active everywhere in every country, more often than not today, I would say, powered by and owned and controlled by not governments but private corporations that have now grown so monstrously big that they are even controlling entire governments and have, I would say, or are about to be counted among the power elite that are actually the governing and controlling nations. So I would say that's the point we have reached here. And then they are forming groups, of course, sometimes groups delimited within countries, based on country regions or nationalities, whatever, or political ideologies and groupings. Or whatever, not necessarily defined by national borders. or some extremely simplistic East and West. Polarity. It's much more complicated than that. And I would say that if you find yourself in a simple world where there's the good guys over there and the bad guys over there, and where it's all about how and when the good guys can defeat the bad guys, and chances are today, maybe it was more relevant in the past, but chances are today that you have yourself, and sorry, but we all have to accept that possibility, fallen for some kind of disinformation, because propaganda, I would say the most basic narrative form, is to create that story of the good guys and the bad guys. Now, of course, there are the good and the bad, but I don't think that they are divided into East and the West, or this country or that country, or even democracy and something else in democracy today, which we are often told that it is, but that it is much more complicated, and that it really, if we should continue, comes down to, as the actual reality of it all, what's going on the planet today, us humans as a global community, as people, as living souls with our virtues and our vices, are we greedy, or are we tolerant and compassionate and sharing? What kind of worldview do we have, and what is it that really makes us tick deep down there in our heart? What are you working for today and tomorrow? What's your motivation? What's the desire that is deep down there powering the engine of your life? I would say that when we look at it that way, we are getting closer to reality here. That the good and the bad, the gods and the demons, the whatever, bright forces and dark forces, are there within us, each and every one of us. And you don't change just by joining a group or something which calls themselves the good guys. I mean, that's what religions have been doing for centuries and decades and millennia. Come join our religion because we are the good ones, the loving ones, the civilized ones. If we don't, we'll kill you. So, well, that's the path I am personally walking it, trying to clear up all the disinformation bushes and weeds that are obstructing our sight here. And I think we just need to accept and see the fact that this is the world we're living in today, where these things are going on. Maybe we can say, well, we can't trust, you can't trust anyone today. I would say, well, you can't, probably can't trust any politicians or business, big corporate business people today. Because you never really know what is their hidden agenda. But there are lots of such hidden agendas. And this hybrid warfare, whatever we want to call it, is much about that. Making the others look bad and yourself look good. Which means make things look the way you want people to see them. Which means that they are not necessarily the truth and the reality. So, yes, we should not be depressed or in despair because of that, but just learn to live with it and deal with it. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, that the best way to start is exactly what we're talking about here, to wake up.